This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we get older, we don't use them for biting anymore. You know, because we learn that we don't have to. I guess that Bob Dog was afraid. He thought that somebody might send him away if he had angry thoughts. It is a lonely feeling, isn't it? To think that you might do something to hurt somebody else. It's a lonely thing to think you might do something that might make someone very
no matter what. Right? Everything is right with Mr. Rogers. Think about that. Mr. Rogers was on the air for 31 years. First show aired in 1968. Last one at the end of 2001, the wisdom that he was all about. How to be kind to others. How to feel good about yourself. And when you're up against it, there's always somebody you can chat with. That neighborhood is just, and Tom Hanks did such a great job, I think, playing Mr. Rogers in the movie. Here's another one of Mr. Rogers' isms, if you will. All of us, at some time or other, need help, whether we're giving or receiving help. Each one of us has something valuable to bring to the world. That's one of the things that connects us as neighbors. In our own way, each one of us is a giver and a receiver. Isn't that great? Think about
that is.
What he said and how he presented it in that way, the human kindness. Where are guys... Yeah, you know, we contrast that with guys like the Ayatollah, right? Spoiler good thing, Doug. Yeah, let's go from Mr. Rogers to the Ayatollah. Well, but it just shows you that there's so many different people, types of people in the world. And I suppose somebody somewhere loves the Ayatollah. I've always gotten these people confused because they all look the same, they all sound the same. And that may be considered disrespectful for some people. Who have regard for this guy. This is the supreme leader in Iran, is Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The last guy spelled his name the same way, except there was an O where there's an A in Khamenei. So it's the Ayatollah Khamenei now, but the last guy who croaked, his name was Ayatollah Khomeini. So it's Ko versus Ka. And the Ka is there now, but the Ko was there before. And so the Ka guy, who's there now, has threatened to decisively respond to any attack on his Islamic Republic. Because Joe's been saying all week, we're going to get you. Instead of just going to get them, he keeps talking about, we're going to go get you. So, you know, all the signals about a retaliatory strike in the Middle East because of the drone attack that killed the, three or four soldiers or 40 troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are we to do something strong, or are we going to worry about any more American strikes to that would further inflame? So we're going to let these guys get away. And I'm not bellicose, and I'm not a warmonger by any stretch of the imagination. But these people only really, they respond to one thing and one thing only. It's not talk. So under the circumstances, what are we going to do? What should we do? And are we worried about this? You know, there are some pundits who are saying, you do that, it'll start World War III. You know what? In reality, we kind of already have that. Between the Russians in Ukraine, between what's going on in the Middle East, the Iranians doing what they're doing, you know, the Chinese threatening to do whatever they have to do to take over Taiwan, and all the back and forth with the, you know, we tend to think of wars as being hot. But as we saw the last time around with the Russians, especially getting into our elections, and by the way, we do the same thing in other countries. We mess with the elections there. The technology is able to get into these. The voting system in our country is so weak, it's so flawed, it's so full of holes that, you know, some kid who's probably 10 years old could hack into most of the stuff. And so, you know, there's a war going on. It's sad that we all have to be at war. January 6th was kind of an internal war. You know, there's this movie coming out this summer about civil war in America. We kind of have a civil war going on here now. Look at the things, the rhetoric that comes from the people who like Biden and don't like Trump and vice versa. So listen to some of that rhetoric. Even within their own party, some of the things Trump says about his opponents, and that's war talk. Might as well put the war paint on and let's go for it. Why is it that we are like that? Why can't we be like Mr. Rogers? What's in it for us to be fighting with everybody all the time? I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't get it. But then you can say, well, you're a hypocrite, Doug, because you just said to go get the Ayatollah. Listen, I don't want the guy thinking he can take a pot shot at us every time he turns around thinking, you know, saying, Americans are weak. The solution to war isn't moral war, but the other side of it is that guys like that don't get anything else other than somebody clobbering with a hammer. That's all they get. And they're actually not that educated. They're not that smart. They just are, you know, they're just full of hate and full of the desire, Hitler, desire to control the world. These guys, there's no difference, right? The guy who runs China, he wants to control the world. He keeps talking about China's going to overtake America. Why? Why would you want that headache? What do you gain from all of that? That's crazy. Anyway.
It's a crazy world. The hate crimes are on the rise. I mean, even not only just war, but even just hate crimes are on the rise across the world.
Mr. Rogers, where are you? Mr. Rogers! We need you. All right, here's some personal stuff, personal info. Here's the story of a bride who donated $15,000 worth of reception stuff. She got $15,000. It looks like she got $15,000. That was set aside for a reception. Did she get that for presents? I'm trying to figure that out here as I look at the story about this donation to
special
needs.
Oh, that's how much the reception cost. Yeah, for the rental hall, the decorations, the food, all of that stuff. It was all about $15,000.
So instead of having a reception, she took the money and used it to help special needs families. Good God. What a great thing. Huh? This lady, trying to find the name.
It was non-refundable. So she basically had a party for them. So special needs families were able to come and just celebrate a special event. Yes. Yeah.
So the reception. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Because she could cancel it, but it was non-refundable anyway. So she donated
Maria,
the reception itself.
Maria Dane, who's the executive director of Parents Helping Parents in California, was talking about how grateful she was for the kindness of this bride. And you see, you go back to Mr. Rogers and you see this sort of thing. There's so much more good in the world, but we don't much talk about it because maybe it doesn't pique your interest. That's maybe why the football ratings this year have been higher than they have ever been. And this is so distressing to me because I think football is a horrible, horrible sport. The damage that's done to people, their bodies, their brains, but yet we seem to love it. And look at how many more wrestling shows there are now. Pretty much every night of the week you can find some wrestling stuff that's phony. That guy, I hate him. He's not
a
lot of...
Like
what is that?
It's like an athletic soap opera.
Nonsense. All right. Joe Manchin's wife was in a car crash. Joe Manchin's running for president, probably. And maybe the people we were talking about earlier, the people who are James Collins' age, who don't like the Democrats, they don't like the Republicans, they don't like anybody who's running. And what happens if a lot of them said they were going to vote for Kennedy? And so if Kennedy goes on to Trump's ticket, then where do they go? Manchin and Newt Gingrich, that was Mitt Romney. That's a combo, folks. Mitt Romney is not Newt Romney. Newt, I've been thinking about Newt Gingrich a lot lately, and I don't know why. He was one of the smartest politicians. He and Bill Clinton used to go at it, and it was so great because they were both so smart. And they just one-up one another, and then they'd have kind of a good time with it. Not as good a time as Reagan had with Tip O'Neill, but they still respected each other. And Gingrich would always be caught with his pants down because Clinton would come along, figure out what the Republicans were doing, and he'd steal their ideas, and it would become his. That happened over and over and over again. Clinton would steal the Republicans' ideas and make them his own and get them passed. And that's why he was popular with lots of people in the middle, because he wasn't the typical Joe Biden type Democrat. Bang, bang, bang. We got to open up every. Clinton didn't want open borders. Clinton was kind of a Republican Democrat. You know, you can say what you will about his personal life. He was a scumbag, but he was a pretty good president, frankly, and came up with lots of stuff, and he aced. Gingrich would argue all the time. If you don't remember back to that time, it was very interesting and compelling stuff. So anyway, I'm going back to Joe Manchin. Her problem was that she's in stable condition, apparently. Car crash in West Virginia. Another vehicle struck her, and she was going to a Grant workshop, working with her husband on some of this stuff. She's okay, not great, but okay. But still, you know, it's something that you have to, it's just another warning of being careful driving because there's so many nuts on the road, right? 18 after the hour, this is the Nutless Good Day program.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do think the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. Jay Kirshner and I are now sort of in a morning mood, not M-O-R-N, well, we are in a morning mood, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, but also M-O-U-R, mourning the passing of Cheetah Rivera, who is very dynamic. I remember her back from when she was in the original production of West Side Story. She's been a mainstay in Broadway circles since the 50s, and she's passed away at the age of 91. So we'll talk about the life and times of this lady. Everybody knows the name, but they're not sure why. So we'll talk about the whys of the whys and wherefores of Cheetah Rivera right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Come on, baby, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna leave my knees.
Certainly well known for that song. Cheetah Rivera passing away. She said in a recent interview, quote, "I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't moving or telling a story or singing a song." Because that's what she did. She was all over Broadway all the time. She and Chris Noth had an interesting relationship. Chris Noth bought a Broadway theater back when he was on Law and Order. He cut his teeth with her and doing stuff. Most people think of him as an action star, sort of. And on television, he was. But he's got real strong connections to Broadway, not necessarily musicals, but, you know, the kinds of things that are thought-provoking. A very smart guy. And so he And Rivera and lots of other people made a career, basically, out of being... Rivera was in movies and she was on TV shows, but she really was a mainstay in Broadway. She said it was the spirit of her life. She was lucky to be able to do what she loved doing, no matter what the time in her life she was doing it. I think it was about 10 years ago she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor that the U.S. can give a civilian. She was an immigrant, I think, didn't she? I think she was not born in this country. I think she was born in Puerto Rico, matter of fact.
She was born in Washington, D.C.
Was she? Okay. Mm-hmm. But her folks were from Puerto Rico, if I'm not mistaken. And that's how she had the, you know, the bona fides to play parts like she did. But certainly loved people that they wrote plays for her. The moment that she stepped on stage, there was something exciting. One reviewer said something exciting and glorious about her. She was a chorus girl. She started when she was a teenager. And then, you know, that's how she worked with Jerome Robbins, Leonard Bernstein, Bob Fosse, Gower Champion, mm-hmm. some of the great names, Howard Prince. These names are all well known for being Hollywood producers, Broadway producers and writers and stuff. She was in a car crash in the 80s. It crushed her right leg. And then, you know, she was able to overcome it. And so she was in some interesting things back in the 2010, 2012. She got back on stage and was doing all the dancing and performing that she'd done before. So we remember fondly Cheetah Rivera here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Did you know that the Eiffel Tower in Paris was involved in the early development of radio? And radio was equally involved in saving the tower from its scheduled demolition shortly after serving its original purpose as a temporary symbol of the 1889 Paris Exposition Universelle, a major world's fair. In 1903, radio telegraphy equipment was installed on the iconic French landmark, giving the giant structure a whole new purpose, especially as a military communications asset, and extending its use long enough for people to not only get used to it, but to love it. For many years, the Eiffel Tower's transmitter was one of the most powerful in the world. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There have been accusations that GOP House members are opposed to bipartisan compromise border legislation in the Senate because they want to help President Trump in November.
House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations.
That's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintained the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Last week, Johnson expressed his belief that the deal is likely to face strong opposition and be rejected when it reaches the House, citing its perceived shortcomings. I'm John Schaefer.
Unexpectedly, recent data is showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report released Tuesday, there were 9 million open jobs in December. The majority of economists agree the current level of job openings is considered healthy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, the Good Day radio program.
Heeded my words not, did you? Pass on what you have learned. Strength. Mastery? But weakness? Folly? Failure also? Yes, failure most of all. The greatest teacher failure is. We are what they grow beyond. That is the true burden of all masters.
Ah, another one. Yoda, like Mr. Rogers. My gurus. There they are. Okay, 34 and change at the hour. Good day time. It's the Wednesday program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm looking at some of the nicer news today, because there's plenty of it around. There's a new survey on baby names. For those of you who want to have another baby, the state of baby names. From the Baby Center. Who knew there was a Baby Center? Did you know there was a baby, such a thing called the Baby Center? They've released this list of names, the most popular names of the year so far. So let's see what we come up with here, Jay. The top names for young ladies, for girls, Olivia, Isabella and Amelia.
Okay.
All right, that's the girl.
Pretty.
The top of the, yeah, they are pretty. And Noah, Liam, and Oliver are on the top of the male list. Let's see, what else do we have here on this list?
Those are great.
Names like Brooks and Blake, Julius, mm-hmm. Jaden. Do you know anybody named Jaden? I don't know anybody.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? So those names are not as popular as they were last
year. Yeah, my son actually has Jaden and a couple other names that end in the Y-D-E-N or D-Y-N kind of thing. It's a very popular. I feel like the I-A's endings for female names and then the E-N's for boys, those are big ones right now.
All right.
There's
so
When I was pregnant with my son and we were naming him, my oldest niece, well, both of my nieces, they loved it when they used to play with dogs. They loved baby names and all of those things. And my oldest niece had told me that there are actually people who, young kids, essentially, like 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds around the world. There's one in particular in Europe where she names people's children. Like, they reach out to her on social media.
Really?
She gives them, they tell her kind of something along the lines of what they're looking for. She gives them three options. They select one and then they pay her. And she's basically created this million-dollar empire naming strangers' children just because she was able to figure out what they didn't realize they wanted.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that astounding?
Yeah, that is astounding. All right, speaking of astounding, here's a stat from the environmental folks. I have little use for many of the initiatives, and I have a lot of use for some of them. The whole business of plastic bags and what we do with plastic. The reason I'm thinking about this is because I've begun to notice when you go into the convenience stores and you're looking for a bottle of water, have you noticed that more and more of them are in aluminum cans and not plastic bottles? Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I've had this twice in the last couple of weeks. I've noticed that. And so it is with some disdain that I recognize a fact that has come out from the research group, this is an educational fund, which published a report that, this is with a couple of other nonprofits, that focuses on, I'm giving you the Cliff's Note version here, plastic bags. We have enough single-use plastic bags that have been used since they started making them to circle the world, circle the earth, 42 times. Just think about that. These are plastic bags, never mind the plastic bottles. Over the last, 40 years we've been using plastic bags? And it bothers me because you go to Target, some of these other stores, they don't offer you anything except a plastic bag. I don't want a plastic bag. Well, then they say, bring your own bags. Okay, but
or
if I don't have any bags.
Right there.
Yeah, come on. Mm. 42 times? Circling the earth? Good Lord. So that means that there are like 6 billion bags a year that are used. And we need to, the practical side of this is stop it. Stop using because you can't do anything with them. Go to the landfills. Wow. Do you know that the average, for this is mind-boggling, according to, look at this study, the waste reduction calculator, it says that in most big cities, single users use as many as 300 plastic bags a year. Huh? I don't know anybody who uses 300. Do you? I can't imagine. What do you use? I suppose you go grocery shopping, you go to the store for socks or whatever. I guess you can do that. Yeah. All right, here's another thing that is bugging the you-know-what out of me. Electric school buses. This is becoming a fad, just like lots of other fads with electric vehicles. So the federal government, your taxpayers, the money that you are, how many, the average, what is it, $10,000, $12,000 a year we pay in taxes? So the EPA is sending out messages to school districts trying to convince them that they need to buy or rent new electric school buses, right? Now, they've this new company that was started about three years ago. They've recreated, they've rebuilt school buses, the bodies, the chassis, and they have a new look, a different look. If you look, most of the school buses around today, at least like 60% of them are Freightliner chassis with the Thomas bodies on them. I know that sounds like I'm in the weeds, but that's what they are. There are three companies that manufacture school buses, conventional school buses, Bluebird, and Thomas, and they all have, Bluebird is associated with a Ford chassis. The International chassis is under a company that begins with a C, and I can't remember what it is now. Those buses, they're all recognizable, but the ones, the Freightliner with a big wide windshield, those are the ones that are, they just decided, like they did with the Freightliner truck, that they were going to kill the market. It's, the company belongs to Mercedes-Benz, matter of fact, and they want to be the big kings, so they cut the prices, and they also cut the quality. They're just cheap. It's like riding in an Airbus versus the old Boeing planes, not the new ones. Anyway, so is this a good idea to have electric school buses? There are those who are trying it. It's quiet and supposedly saves money. I don't know. I think we go back once again to the problem that right now hasn't been solved. Like, what do you do with the batteries when they go dead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there are a number of people. See, the federal government is so, they're like maniacal on this stuff. They have come up with grant money so that school districts can buy electric buses and get an EPA grant, your taxpayer money, to pay for them. I don't like that. I don't want my taxpayer money going to buy electric buses any more than I wanted to buy electric cars for the guys in the traffic department. Police chiefs say no. Generally speaking, it's going to be a long time before you see an electric police car. At least that's my sense of what's going on. But here they are, they're getting into the electric bus business. And the grants are there. The pros and cons, how much electricity is going to take. They're building along with the school districts are being encouraged to set out on the school grounds solar panels so that they have enough electricity that they swap that will pay for the bus electricity. The buses, the electric buses. Is that a good idea? What do you think, Jay? Jay Dye?
I'm one of those. I can see both sides. I think that it could potentially be a really good thing, but we also have to worry about the certain hurdles that we've already discussed. What are we doing to not make situations worse? And I always think of blackouts. Whenever there's a big power outage for some reason and what's going
on. Perfect example.
Yeah, whether it's a situation that the grid just can't handle something or there's a big blizzard that knocks power out or anything like that, which I guess kids wouldn't be going to school in a big blizzard anyway. But still, there's if we can do it properly, let's do it. Let's go for it. But we have to answer some of those questions realistically.
Yeah. All right, farmers in the news. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And this stuff kind of excites me, frankly. I would like to see us do it again here in America. It hasn't been done for a number of years. Farmers come to town with their tractors, bring loads of manure, they dump it on the public streets and get people's attention. That's what's going on today. If you're in Berlin, farmers who are fed up with the situation of what they're being paid, they did it in Paris last week and Berlin this week, 1,000 farm tractors driving through the streets of Berlin, and they're making their point by dumping loads of manure around the city streets in Berlin. Hey, listen, I get that it's going to make a person take note, right? What's that smell? Oh, look at that. Now, do they win friends and influence people by dumping loads of manure in the main streets of Berlin or Paris or wherever they do it? People will remember, and then they'll say, well, what's the problem? It isn't just, ew, it's dirty, that smell. No, there's something going on. So what is it? And why is there a problem? And what do we do about it? All right, so there we go. Now, we have time for Nikki Haley for a minute.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nikki Haley. Yeah. That was a silence, a punctuation silence, so I could sneeze. The
I thought you were building suspense. I was here we go now.
I probably shouldn't have said anything. Right, there we go. So, Nikki Haley is still not dropping out. I give her credit for not being browbeaten by Trump and his nonsense. She has weighed in on the Jordan drone attack. And actually, she's got the best idea. She has a lot of foreign policy experience. And if Trump is smart, she's not going to win. If Trump is smart, he'll make her the Secretary of State. That would be the idea I would, if I were advising Trump, and nobody is because nobody can give him any advice. But if there were people giving him advice, knock it off with Nikki Haley and make her your Secretary of State. Anyway, she's gone on a media blitz since the bombings, detailing how she would respond to the drone attack. And so this is, you know, you look at Trump, he has no foreign policy experience. Biden, if he has any, he doesn't use it. So in the wake of these, you remember, three American troops were killed, 40 people injured. So she's calling for going after the Revolutionary Guard, the leadership of the Guard, targeting the resources of the militias, not only in Iran, but all over the region, cutting off financial support to Iran, new sanctions. They never should have gotten that money back. Biden was, that was the bone, that was the dumbest move, with Biden giving them back their money. What do these people, unless they are, they're doing this to create, you know, a situation where, oh, I'll show you my leadership chops. No, I think Nikki Haley is the best idea, frankly, that's been made public so far. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Known instrumentation for the theme at SNL, Saturday Night Live. Show's been on since the 70s, and man, was it entertaining when it was first. I know a lot of people, it's an age thing, I guess, much as anything else. Lauren Michaels, you got to hand it to him. He's still he was the originator. He came up with the idea. He still is the producer.
Which is almost hard to believe.
It is, yeah. Show being around for 50 years and the same guy's running it. It is. It is almost like it's kind of reminds me of the success of 60 Minutes. Same kind of thing. All right, so Chucker, why are we playing the music from SNL at the moment?
Because they're going to do a move. They just cast a bunch of unknown actors, which is a good way to go, I think, to play the original cast of SNL. There's a movie that's going to be going to production directed by Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman's son, who did the movie Juno. He's a good director. It's called SNL 1975, and the storyline will deal with the opening night premiere of that show back in 1975. So they've cast actors to play John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, Lorraine Newman. I told you off air, I didn't realize until a month or two ago I looked into this project that Bill Murray was not on the show in the first year. I think he was the second year when he
came, wasn't on them. Yeah, right.
But I think this is to me, in a lot of ways, this is what they should get back to in terms of movie making.
Yeah.
This is a good story. I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
Good story to tell, something interesting, something different that's story-driven. I wish they'd make a lot more movies like this.
Tell me what you think of this, then. Kevin Bacon and his wife, Kira Sedgwick, are going to co-star in a new movie, first time that they've been in a movie together since 2004. They are 35 years wed, and they decided that they were going to be in this movie called Connaissance. And it's a thriller, supposedly, and it puts the two of them. He's a security guard named Stan, who meets the character Cynthia, who's his wife. They stop an attempted robbery in her home.
you know, that's kind of a, it's a real focus on the two of them and what they can do together. Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about Kevin Bacon, Kevin Bacon started his movie career was in the first Friday the 13th back in 1980, had one of the great death kills. His character gets killed of all time in a slasher film. But think about it, Kevin Bacon, I know you love that stuff. That's why I brought it up. Kevin Bacon's career goes back 34 years now, and he's worked consistently. A good actor.
Yeah. City on a Hill, he did story of a Boston cop who was corrupt. He really fell into that well. He adopted the Boston accent, all that kind of stuff. So he's done, you know, and I thought Kira Sedgwick was best in The Closer. Man, that was a
great show. Yeah, she was good. That was her meat-and-potatoes role. No doubt about it.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, let's see here. Florence Pugh. Is that how you pronounce your name? I never knew.
That's right.
P-U-G-H. Correct. Is that it? Yeah.
Yes.
She is joking that she used a camera accident during one of the Oppenheimer sex scenes. She was uncomfortable with that. And I was trying to remember, I asked Jay about this. So Cillian Murphy has an affair with her, even though he's married to Blunt, right? Isn't that I remember? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of her as an actress?
I think she's very good. She was in, first time I saw her, she was in a movie called Fighting With My Family, which is a wrestling movie. And
was that her? She was great in that.
She played Scarlett Johansson's sister in Black Widow. She's done a lot of work. She's a good actress. We don't have enough time to talk about sex scenes in movies, but I got to be honest, most of them are completely unnecessary. And her stuff in Oppenheimer
didn't add anything to it. So would you say that about 50 Shades of Grey? We lost Chucker. There's something wrong. James, the reason that's done. All right, anyway, let's hear it for technology. Boo!
And yet we want this implanted into our brains.
Yeah, right. We're going to have Musk put it in our heads. AMC Theaters sold a lot of shares to raise cash and pay down debt. Interesting. AMC Entertainment Holdings reported it completed the year with a $3.25 million loss. Well, that's not as bad as it was during COVID, but they're trying to raise more money so they don't have to sell out to somebody, which is to be preferred for sure. All right, boys and girls, 59 past the hour here on today's Good Day program.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.